This is The Good, the Bad and the Duke, written by Jana McGregor, read for you by Elaine Wise. Prologue. Pemhill, ancestral estate of the Marquess of Pembroke, 1797. Soon she'd face her nemesis in hand-to-hand combat, or a more apt description was hand-to-paw combat.
She was Lady Daphne Haworth, a proud name synonymous with bravery.
She always said that mantra when she needed courage, and today she would not lose. An innocent's life was at stake, and Daphne would defend until the bitter end. A trickle of sweat cascaded down the side of her face. Her mother had instructed her repeatedly that women do not sweat. Only horses sweat, while men perspire and women glisten. Whatever it was, Daphne bent her head to wipe the offending nuisance away. With a stealth-like manoeuvre that reminded her of her enemy, the dribble evaded her swipe and attacked her eye. The stinging salt forced her to blink several times to relieve the pain. Swoosh! Out of nowhere, a forced gust of air assailed her. The angry magpie darted close, and Daphne ducked her head. As best she could, Daphne ignored the screaming and furious bird. Instead, she focused on her opponent, one that possessed an intelligence and cunning that knew no limits. Her older brother's cat, Athena. Taking advantage of the magpie's frantic calls and repeated swoops around Daphne's head.